this is on Murphy, dude. Wait for fucking backup. These are seven super criminals, and you're one guy, and you know your partner's even knocked out immediately. See, even if she wasn't, you'd both be murdered.
We fucking learned that lesson. Now we have 40 cops that stand outside and do nothing now.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
So we learned one thing from RoboCop. Wait for backup. Let it keep coming. Let it pile up like an army.
But again, that's Lewis. Lewis is the one who says we're going in anyway.
That's true. Yeah,
Peter Weller is like
cavalier, and then of course she's the one that ends up living.
Yes, of course.
Well, and maybe if Clarence Boddicker was in this, you know, abandoned factory murdering a bunch of school children, maybe then the police would have stayed outside. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah,
you gotta wait, dude. You got to wait.
Like, that's what's fantasy, right? Like, yes. They're not trained to protect you. They're trained to come home. So, like, if Clarence Boddicker's in there with a fucking super gun, like, Weller ain't going in there, man. Neither's Nancy Allen.
How's it going in there?
Any kids?
Is anybody alive? Anybody?
We're only going in once someone yells back, no, nobody's left alive.
Well, I mean, literally, the caption, the sound of children screaming has been edited out of this video, is literally too on the nose for RoboCop. You know what I mean? If that happened in RoboCop, you'd be like, oh, that's too. Oh, come on. Verhoeven's really on one today, man.
Oh, now, man. Paul, yeah, that guy. Come on. She's a script edit there, man. That's fucking science fucking fiction.
So he gets shot.
He gets brutally murdered.
This is amazing. The arm being shot off is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
And it's so brutal, too, because it's like Boddicker comes in and he fucking shoots his hand off first.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, give him a hand, boys.
just making bad jokes and torturing me.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And meanwhile, Nancy Allen's like, ooh, that looks bad. I mean, she can't do anything, but she is just kind of watching it. Yeah.
It's just like, oh, man, it's your first day. Ooh, that looks like it hurts.
I'll remember you, Murphy. I'll remember you. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, you got a bullet to the head there. Yeah, that's probably going to be tricky for them to get out. I don't know how they're going to do that.
And that's what's, I mean, again, another just completely soulless Clarence Boddicker thing. Like, all these other maniacs are, like, laughing and shooting him and whatever. And the one guy is like, oh, man, I ran out of ammo. Fucking Cox is the one that yells that, which is fucking hilarious. But then, like, dude, Boddicker gets in there and he's just like, all right, boys, playtime's over with. All right, let's get the hell out of here. And just, like, fucking, with barely even looking at him, like shoots him right in the fucking head.
In the head, and then also like all the work of the viscera coming out of these gunshots is beautiful. And then I guess he sort of somehow survives enough to be airlifted to this facility because he's not dead on the table at that point. They declare him dead at this medical place that probably also cut off some poor paramedic or doctor's arm at some point.
crushed him right there, Eric.
Crazy trying to land that helicopter on the pad.
I gotta say, look up the arm first. I think it might be the winner.
These hospital shots are like straight out of Frankenheimer's Seconds.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, which it's perfect for like the narratives are similar, I would say, but I struck me dead on this time.
Great movie, by the way.
Also, I love this. And again, it's really economical storytelling. And I'm sure I never watched the remake, but I just love he dies. And now we're just watching through his eyes the creation of RoboCop. And like, you know what I mean? Like, you get just enough out of everything. You're still getting the soulless corporate culture. And like, you know what I mean? You're learning some things about his alloys and stuff like that. But it's just in snippets. It's just in this kind of like weird way.
How they show that to you with the point of view is you get the little lines. So he's like, I got TV vision because I'm a computer guy.
Yeah. Yes. Which is really great. I did see that remake, Steve. Mm-hmm. And while I don't remember a ton of it, I will say, I mean, obviously it's not treated as well, but I feel like they're kind of aping it a little bit as far as the POV. All I really remember about that movie is Samuel L. Jackson is in it, and it's a movie that's like got all the violence of this movie, but like none of the commentary whatsoever. Sure.
The one thing I do remember from it, and I, you know, I hell, maybe I even saw it with you, but I don't remember much about it at all. But I think they do at least address like forever wars on part of the U.S. government. I think there's like Ed 209 there's, type of things in other countries.
I think that's right.
They are being produced for eventually for the military in that movie.
That makes sense. They make that very open.
And I think the problem with the movie is they make the character of Murphy like too much of a character.
Yeah.
Like it kind of becomes all about him and like his voyage. Whereas this is more of a society thing. Like, and the character of, he is a RoboCop. Like, he's literally, like, they're not trying to, like, when he becomes Alex Murphy, he doesn't all of a sudden become Alex Murphy and has this vast emotional life.
No, not at all.
It's just, he's just the RoboCop, and that's what's important. And they try to do the other way on the.
He's like a husk with memories, essentially. Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
and the way they try to like sleek up and modernize the suit in the in the remake is a problem. What I love about this is, you know, I saw some of this behind the scenes doc thing, and I read, you know, they were talking about how Ed 209 was like based on like Japanese toys, and RoboCop, they wanted to be like, it has to look like it comes from Detroit. So that's why it's like this, you know, a little bit bulky, and it's got a you know, very polished chrome cock look to it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And I love the sexy scientist. There's a the funny thing with the it's New Year's Eve and like RoboCop's just in the background. It's
I think he's fully functional.
Happy New Year, RoboCop.
I think we do confirm that he has no cock, right? Because they cut off the his last remaining arm. Miguel Ferreira demands that.
I think they take it all out. I think they're taking everything.
Yeah, the cock's gone. Do you think they just cremate that thing, or do you think there's like a it's in like a vat of liquid somewhere?
Look, do you have a garbage can? Do you got gasoline and a match? Just do it like that, brother. Don't got to be fancy about it.
I mean, my question, Eric, would just be, why would they put it in a jar?
I mean, you gotta. Here's the thing: you gotta bury something of Alex Murphy. So maybe that's what they're doing.
That was just one of the questions I had. Okay, that's just one of the questions I had. I also had a question here. Let me run this by you guys.
Okay,
can Alex Murphy also be a ghost on top of this thing?
Possibly.
You know? Depends on where his soul happens to be.
Right.
You know, you think it might be within the husk of RoboCop, but it might not be. It might be in that house.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, RoboCop versus the ghost of Alex Murphy? That is a three-issue comic series I will not buy. I will absolutely not buy it.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.